due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
With all due respect, my client, Brock Lesnar, has instructed me to come here tonight to Chicago, of all places, and find out firsthand if my client has a problem that he needs to deal with involving Seth Rollins, or if my client has a problem that he needs to deal with.
Excuse me, Paul, you're a very shrewd businessman. If I were you, I would choose my words very carefully.
Hi, this is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 4th. A couple holidays today real quick. It's International Frugal Fun Day. Woohoo! National Golf Day. And National Frap Day. Frappe Day.
Apparently golf's not going to
be that. Yeah, it's kind of rainy out here in Rochester. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Really quick one birthday today. Former guest, Chris Parks, you might remember him as Abyss also, turns 41 today, and he started the show for us. Can join us October 25th for UFC 179 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, get there early. The main event's Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes. We'll have prizes and drink specials all night long. That's October 25th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 179. Join me and the ladies of the Rock City Roller Derby next Saturday at the Dome Arena out in Henrietta. Yes, it's being used for roller derby. Opens at 5 p.m. All tickets are $10 until the day of the game. Come watch Rochester's most unique, exciting sport on wheels. The Hunger Bout is the theme, and it's next Saturday, October 11th, at the Dome Arena. Come check it out. Bill Graze's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is in the Strom Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie, who brought up food we didn't get to touch this morning. Maybe we will later. I believe it's steak sandwiches this morning. There's something for everyone at Bill Graze. Find the nearest Bill Graze to you online at
Bill Graze.
Dot.
It's a stereo.
Whoa,
dot.
No.
Whoa.
Rock, paper, scissors? Wait, but if I win, do I say it or I don't say it?
You win, you say it.
You ready?
One, two, three, shoot.
One, two, three, shoot.
Calm.
Paper gets
I'm used to best of three series, so I don't like this.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with you've heard their voices already. Danger Boy joining us. Good morning, Danger.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole back off the love boat. The love boat.
Yaman.
Yaman. And the artiste who is with us, 2-3 hours of sleep, you said?
Closer to four, but not quite four.
I saw that you guys were out in Auburn, New York.
Yeah, seeing my buddies Blame Shift playing out at Susie's Tavern in Auburn.
If you've ever heard of Blame Shift before, you might remember their song is the theme to Pier 6 Wrestling TV show.
Wonder how that happened.
Yes.
And they're playing in Fulton, New York this coming Wednesday. So
oh, really?
Anybody wants to check them out. Cheap little plug.
Very, very cool. Well, welcome to the show today. We got a big guest on in the next segment. We'll talk about that in just a bit, but some very, very exciting news came down this week. It's really related to what we do here in this city. We're in Rochester, New York. The news is just, it's so fantastic. And I'll start by saying that, yes, there's the possibility of this happening very, very soon on TV, on pay-per-view, too. In fact, you will not want to miss this. We're so excited. It's Brie versus Nikki in Hell in a Cell. What do you think about that, guys?
In an actual Hell in a Cell?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, the real big news is Luke Harper breaking off from the Wyatt family. Now, that is something that's really big news.
It's not really breaking off. He was set free.
He was set free. Well, they ran the promo twice on Monday night. What are you very excited for, if that be the case, if that's the way we interpret it? The big man, probably the best wrestler of the three, and I've said that. I mean, everyone always says Bray Wyatt's got that third, fourth gear. He may, but he hasn't proved it nearly as much in the ring since their debut as said Mr. Luke Harper. So, Artis, what do you think? I mean, you got to see that this past Monday, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would be extremely happy if Luke Harper could get a little singles run. I've been really disappointed with the booking the last few months. The Wyatt family was built up like crazy. They had that amazing 2 out of 3 falls match with the Usos. Did not take the titles. Thought they should have. Then they were pushed aside while stupid Stardust and Goldust take the tag titles.
They're looking for the cosmic key, my man.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I mean, you see Harper and Rowan wrestling. I mean, let's be honest. They're not at the same level with each other. So I would like to see Harper get on his own. I think it could be a huge thing. So that has absolutely excited me. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen at this point, but that would be ideal, I think, at this point.
You know, eventually, like, everyone gets upset, and there's been a lot of naysayers saying, oh, they're doing to the Wyatt family what they did to the Shield. And, you know, splitting apart a group. But, you know, I mean, we know Luke Harper back when, I mean, he had some pretty good tag teams around here with other people. But, you know, being a singles wrestler, being a 6'8" guy, you know, that's the prototypical person that Vince McMahon loves to, you know, have singles titles on.
And he
can
move.
And he can move. And, you know, I mean, who can't forget some of those matches he had with CM Punk, you know, last year around this time, you know?
You made John Cena look good.
Yeah, you know? Having some, yes, we've all changed. Right. Having some internet technical issues in here, but yeah, hopefully you guys are hearing. Was that hung up on the wall, Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So
yeah, there's one back here where you can't see, and then way over here there's another.
Yeah, we've changed the name of the company. It's no longer Clear Channel. It's iHeartMedia now, and so they've changed the name of the Wi-Fi to coincide with that. Which is pretty cool. But that's stuff you probably shouldn't even care about. Nevertheless, we were talking about Luke Harper and a very Danger Boy. Thoughts on...
I love the fact that they're going to hopefully give him a singles run here, but I'm still hesitant to see that they push him properly or push him at all. I'll see what they do. If they give the same kind of promo to Rowan, then I'm not going to be nearly as happy as I was on Monday when I happened to catch that and was like, what the heck is going on here? But... obviously, we know that Luke Harper is a friend of the show, and we all always wish him the best. And if he can get, even if he gets like in there with like Dolph Ziggler or maybe, you know, Cesaro turns, he did the swing on Monday for the first time in forever. So, you know, he does the swing, he gets back to being a good guy. Cesaro and Luke Harper had some great matches in Chikara and everything.
Sure.
So there's endless possibilities as to what we could see in the future. If they actually go through with what we hope is going to go through.
Yeah. I mean, you almost feel bad for Rowan because I don't know if he just becomes like the sidekick with Bray Wyatt and gets nothing. I always was entertained by the way that Luke would kind of bully Eric around a little bit in the matches, kind of just directing him physically.
Sure, he would grab him, so he'd grab him and point him in the right direction, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know, and it's kind of weird that he's going to like set him free, but is there still going to be... If this happens, is there still going to be some kind of an affiliation?
I'm guessing Bray's going to manage. That's the feeling I was getting, is Bray will be ringside with him as he sets him free. Maybe he'll sick him on the, you know. I mean, we've seen him with John Cena in the ring. We've seen him with every one of the top stars of WWE. And, and he sold like a champ, and he you know, just was incredible. I'm sure he's gotten, you know, A-plus grades from everybody in the company. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, you always worry. It's like, you know, you stick with the old for sure. You know, I mean, the Wyatt family really could go in a lot of different directions still to this day. It just seems like my biggest regret, I guess, with them ever was that we never really saw the Shield versus the Wyatt family.
Except for a couple matches, one pay-per-view match.
Yeah.
We didn't see enough of it.
But remember the excitement that happened when they were both top heel teams and they were in the ring at the same time?
They're staring each other down?
Yeah, that was one of the only times in the past year I got a shiver sent through me watching that. So, nevertheless, we're very happy for Luke Harper. We'll see. Danny, what do you think? I mean, you think that this, is it a bad thing? I mean, we've seen a lot of flack saying that, you know, they lose interest in, you know, the booking team doesn't have something for you. You always hear that word right before they get rid of somebody.
I mean, we were just mentioning, you know, the Shield versus the Wyatts, but look at the comparison of the two teams. You know, the Shield came in absolutely dominant, was dominant for their whole, what, 1.5 to 2 year run. And then they broke them up, whereas the Wyatts, they come in with all the potential in the world, and booking just buried them.
Yeah.
They really did not accomplish anything as a group, so I think maybe breaking it up is a good idea. But like I said, I think it's great for Luke Harper. Not so good if you're Eric Rowan.
Yeah, I'd be bummed if I was Rowan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just bummed they never got the titles either.
And I'm going to call my shot right now. Here's where they're going to go with it. Luke Harper is just going to become an absolute monster. They've always talked about wanting Bray to go face.
Yeah.
Bray will be face trying to retame Luke Harper.
He'll be the avenue.
That'll be a match at WrestleMania.
He'll blame Bray for a loss, and then boom. You know, and then
WrestleMania match right now.
Well,
calling it.
Well, you know, I heard something about Bray this past week where he mentioned Scorpion something or another, and a lot of people put that one and one together that maybe he will be the guy taking Sting on at WrestleMania. You know, but you know, Bray's always, much like Stardust, kind of speaks in an enigmatic language. They really don't understand very much, you know. But yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I mean, I think it's going to go great places, and we're very happy for our guy here in town, you know, as well as seeing something interesting on Monday Night Raw. I mean, we're still, after watching this past week, we still don't know, you know, really what the matches are going to be at Hell in a Cell. Yes, we've got a month to figure it out, or 4 weeks now to figure it out, but...
How about this to kick it off, right? Yeah. Have Harper destroy Sheamus.
Who wouldn't want to see that anyway?
Yeah, I know.
Win-win. Yes. Yeah. Everybody would be happy.
Except for certain guys who have Sheamus in the fantasy league. But
that's okay.
Don't care about that.
That's okay. But you know what? We got to go to break because we have a big, big special guest on the flip side. And
I'm going to go take a bathroom break.
I know you guys all have issues with him.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
It's not just me.
Yeah,
no.
It's all of you guys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so. Last time he was on, the only thing he did the whole time was insult me. Or anything I said, I could not be right.
Yeah, well,
I've been the punching bag most of the time.
So. I was talking to Rich about that happening like 10 years ago to me.
Yeah, exactly. So
I nominate Cash to take this one on.
So in lieu of the rest of the Pain Clinic guys, you're going to get a one-on-one with the Cash Man and Chris Jericho on the flip side. So
Chris, I'm going to find that steak sandwich.
Yeah. Chris Jericho is in town. He's in town.
Friday.
He's going to be at the Record Archive at 3:00 with his band Fozzy.
It's a place to go.
That's what I hear. There we go. Couldn't make the music go, but yeah, he's going to be playing out next Saturday night at the Water Street Music Hall with Theory of a Dead Man, who is now they're using their song as the theme for Hell in a Cell in WWE. So really good connect there, and we're going to be back on the flip side with Chris Jericho. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, for those of you who are looking for me earlier, I was up in the concession stand the whole time. You walked right by me and I waved, but I think you were eating a hot dog or something.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, while I was up there, I decided I don't like the way the Authority runs their merchandise stand. So tonight, right here in Chicago, we're going to have a Dean Ambrose clearance sale.
If you're going to challenge anybody, it's going to be me here tonight. If you challenge anybody, it'll be
the best champion in this company, the most fightingest champion in the world, it'll be me. If you're going to fight anyone tonight, it's going to be Samoa Joe.
Starts this week, and I'll tell you something, Tom and Caroline, I'm pumped up. When you talk about the ultimate prize, a beautiful dream home in Florida, a beautiful car in the driveway, $10,000 in cash, and a party with me on a cruise ship, it gets no better. That's what the ultimate prize is all about.
You're telling me that's at every single New York store. You stop by and register, no purchase necessary, and you're going to get all these things.
One more time.
Things?
A beautiful home in Florida.
Yes.
A beautiful car, like an Optima, for instance, on in the driveway, okay? $10,000 in cash, Tom. And then they're going to be on a cruise with me on the beginning of December with a suite, not one of these inside cabin deals. A suite with me, Tom.
One that lucky is winner sweet. Is going to take it all home. It's the ultimate prize. You can stop in and register any Fusillo store in the entire state of New York this month of October.
Tell me about the deals, Park. The deals.
New or pre-owned, car, truck, van, or SUV. We've got them at every price range. Stop by and register today for the ultimate price, because it is.
It's huge, New York. I mean huge.
And we are there. Bulls pregame kicks off at 2:30 Saturday on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, and look, I've got the studio all to my own. So let me do my plugs real quick and get to the phone guests we have. Don't forget the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us on October 25th for UFC 179 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 10 p.m. And thank you for everybody who came out for 178. It was a lot of fun. It was a great pay-per-view. Come out to 179 on October 25th, the weekend before Halloween, so it won't coincide with that. Come hang out with us. We'll have a good time, I promise. Do not need to keep my guests on the phone much longer. Maybe I do. Maybe, you know, apparently the guys on the show don't mind, I'm sure. Just kidding, guys. We got to get special guests on the phone right now. Joining us is the first undisputed WWE champion amongst many accolades and belts he's held in the WWE. He's in town Friday with Fozzy, opening for Theory of a Dead Man at Water Street. And earlier in the day, an appearance at the Record Archive at 3 p.m. I want to introduce Chris Jericho. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Chris.
Hey, man. Always good to talk to you, Rich.
It's always great to talk to you, too. Now, you're amidst the tour right now. Is it difficult having that WWE schedule at the same time as the tour is going on?
I don't have a WWE schedule at the same time. You can't do them both at the same time. And people always say, oh, are you taking time off from the WWE? And it's actually opposite. Whenever I come back to wrestle, it's because Fozzy's on a break. And it's been that way for the last 5 years. You can see the patterns. We were supposed to tour this summer, and it fell through at the last minute. So I had 3 months available. And WWE's always calling me to see if I can come back. And I always let them know when I can. But sometimes it doesn't work out. I mean, I talked to them about coming back for WrestleMania, but we couldn't really decide what exactly I would do, so we decided just to wait. Despite what some fans might think, you know, the last thing that WWE is doing is waiting for Chris Jericho to come back, and the last thing I'm doing is waiting to come back. So if it works out and the schedule is cool and the idea is cool, then I'll do it, and that's what happened this summer. And by the time they made up their mind about what I would be doing, I'd already had a bunch of other stuff booked. So the only, you know, I had one match last week at Night of Champions, which happened kind of in the middle of the tour, and that was the last match for a while. So there's no way you can do both of these at the same time. I wouldn't even want to consider it. It's just sometimes certain things might overlap because of scheduling and commitments and that sort of thing.
Very cool. Now, Do You Want to Start a War premiered at number 54 on the Billboard 200 chart. Marks the band's best-selling first week ever. Do you think that a stable lineup for this second straight album has anything to do with the sales, or maybe just the word of mouth getting around about the album?
I think the lineup is part of it, but I think more than anything, it's just the word of mouth and the band, the buzz around the band, and how much work we've done over the last few years. I mean, since 2010, when Chasing the Grail came out, up until now, that's when we made the commitment to take Fozzy full time and do this, you know, above and beyond anything else. And that's when people really started seeing how good the band is. The songs got better. Just everything kind of really became a critical mass. And the last record, we did 17 countries on the tour. And that's just good old-fashioned grassroots, you know, building up your fan base. So especially in the States, we did a lot of touring in the States, which we had never really done a lot of in the past. And that really built a lot of buzz for the band so that when the record came out, people were ready for it. And it's the best record we've ever done. You know, Lights Go Out is our first top 30 single, top 20 single, Billboard being top 50. So all that stuff is important, but it's just for 1 week, and then you got to get on the road and promote the record. So that's what we're doing right now. So it's really cool to see the potential of the band. We're living up to it and how much we've been growing over the last few years and continue to grow very, very quickly. It's pretty cool to see. Very gratifying for us.
How did you come about doing an ABBA cover? I mean, is it something that maybe you just jammed around playing in practice and said, hey, this would be a good one to do?
Well, we love 70s music, you know, and we were in the dressing room. I remember it was after an Anthrax show in Leipzig, Germany. We had played with Anthrax, and we were listening to the iPod on shuffle in the dressing room, and SOS came on, and we thought, man, that'd be a really cool song to do as a B-side. You know, it's very dark, it's very depressing, it's got some really cool riffage and playing in it, and so we decided to do that. But when we played it, it turned out so well, we thought, well, this is better than a B-side, let's put it on the record, and people have just gone nuts for it. It's one of those songs that nobody would expect us to cover, and people have never heard, you know, a really heavy version like that, but it works so well, and it's just going over huge. It might actually even be a single at some point, but we're playing it live every night, and people at first are confused by what the hell it is, and then towards the end, they're going nuts for it. So it's a great song, and it's a song that you would never expect to hear Fozzy cover, which is why it works so well.
It's very catchy. I love it. I mean, it's just, I caught myself tapping.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's awesome. You guys did a great job.
Everybody knows that song, and at first, when you hear the opening chords, you're like, is that what I think it is? And then it's like, what? They're actually covering ABBA? And then when it's over with, like I said, it's like it's such a great arrangement, and it really, really works well. So it's a cool addition to the record. And like I said, it's one of the standouts for sure.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play it at the Water Street coming up this Friday. So we're really psyched about that. Now, I saw you at Buck Cherry here in May, and you guys were great, awesome, loved it. But how has the stretch of touring changed since then? I know the album has been out since then. Has anything else changed?
Well, I mean, yeah, that was kind of in between records. And now when you have a new album to play, people know the songs better. And like I said, there's just more of a buzz about the band. I mean, when you're playing with Buck Cherry, you're playing with Theory of a Dead Man. I mean, they've got tons and tons of fans and a lot of songs that people know. But we're blowing them away energy-wise. And one thing that we have is a great connection with the fans. And our fans always turn up and they're loud as hell. So they're converting the other band's fans who have no idea who we are, and that's why you do tours, is to increase your fan base. And as, you know, weird and strange as the name Fozzy appears to be at first, it's actually a godsend because it's the easiest name to chant. And every night I see it, by the end of the set, there's people that at first are wondering what the hell is going on stage, and at the end they're chanting Fozzy. And that's kind of that's the ultimate goal, you know?
Definitely, without a doubt. I mean, we're so psyched for it. And I remember there was some. I think I was a little surprised when you guys played here in town earlier, just because there's something that came from the world of wrestling that you brought with you to the show, which was really cool. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but you know, it was you know, something glowing, we'll say. But
the lighted jacket thing is yeah. You know, that's show business. That came directly from the world of Kiss or you know, Alice Cooper or Rob Zombie. That's sure. Where I got the original idea for it in the first place. So why would I not still incorporate that as part of Fozzy? Because it's show business, man. And the thing is, too, it's like some people come to the show that know me from wrestling. Some people come to the show because they love Fozzy. And some people come to the show that have no idea about either. So the jacket just gives them something to remember right off the bat. It grabs people's attention. And it's different. It's not something that anybody else is doing. And that's the idea. That's why the jacket became so iconic in the WWE. And it'll be the same way, in this stage in Fozzy as well, because nobody's seen it before. And everybody is like flipping out. And that's what you got to do, is when you're doing shows for people that have never seen you before, You want them to remember you. And that's it, man. That, you know, the perception is reality. And it's show business and it's...
I find every time I talk to you that you're kind of like you have a lot of stuff going on. You got the band, podcasting, you're author, acting and wrestling. You're a modern day Renaissance man. You're a dad too. How do you find time for everything? It's got to be crazy.
Well, I mean, it is crazy, but in this day and age, it's about building your brand, and I have a lot of things that I enjoy doing, and a lot of things that I simply turn down as well. I don't do everything that I'm offered or everything that I'm asked to do. It's just not possible. But I do, when I'm home with my family, that's all I do is just stay home with the family, and sometimes that could be a month at a time. So, yes, part of my job is being on the road. That's what I do. It's what I've always done. It's what I have to do to provide for my family. But the balance is when I'm home, I'm home. I don't have to worry about going to work or I get up with the kids, I make them lunch, I take them to school, I pick them up from school, I help them do their homework, I take them to hockey, whatever needs to be done. So that's how I'm able to make it work.
That's cool. But I mean, you got your hand in so many different things. Like I said, modern day Renaissance, man. You know, I mean, speaking of your book's coming out in another like week or so. I heard that you might have had a little mishap with it while you're in the middle of writing it. Did your computer lock up or something?
No, that was for the last book.
Oh.
That happened with a computer. I lost about, 60% of the final draft or something. But that was back in 2010. So ever since then, I learned to save everything, constantly save.
Sure.
Send it out as much as you can so that would never happen again. Yeah, no instances like that. You fool me once, that's all I needed. And, but yeah, the third book is just as good as one and two, if not better. It comes out on October 14th, and if you like The Lion's Tale and if you like Undisputed, you're going to like Best in the World at What. I have no idea.
You know, your tour is ending. You're with Fozzie's coming, and towards the time the book's coming out, any chance of you going out and doing a signing tour also?
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it worked. The Fozzie tour ends on the 12th. Up near State College, Pennsylvania, and then on the 13th, I'm off to New York City to do a signing tour for, I think it's 8 or 9 dates or something like that. So, I mean, that's part of it, too. When you do a project, you want people to know about it, and you want people to respond to it, and you want people to buy it. And in this day and age, it gets harder and harder to sell, CDs and books, records, anything like that. So you got to hit the streets, and people still like coming to say hi and shake hands and get the memorabilia signed. So it's an important part of releasing a book, and I'll be out there the day of release, all over the states.
Very cool. Now, of course, on Friday, October 10th, you're going to be at that Record Archive here in Rochester at 3 p.m. The whole band's going to be there signing, and people have been buying the album, and they've been giving out wristbands. So you're going to have quite the following waiting for you when you guys get there. I'm very looking forward to that. And then later that night, of course, opening up for Theory of a Dead Man. I got a question from Joe, who's a Rochester Jerichoholic. He writes to me, I'm wondering what it is that keeps drawing you back to wrestling all the time. Fozzie's very successful overseas and picking up steam in the U.S. now. Is it just because he loves the business, or you love the business so much, or is it more of you wanting to work with the new talent?
No, I just love wrestling. And if I didn't love doing it, I wouldn't do it. And this last run that I had, I enjoyed the whole thing, working with Bray Wyatt and the last match with Orton, just matches with Seth Rollins, and Luke Harper was great, and it was just a really, really cool return, and I had a lot of fun with it. So as long as I keep having fun and I keep having that passion and still being able to work at Chris Jericho level, because I'm very hard on myself, I'll continue to come back. And age doesn't really matter. It's just how is my performance in the ring, and as long as I'm happy with it, I don't care what anybody else says, because I know when it's good and I know when it's bad, and I'll know when it's time not to do it anymore. But as of right now, I feel great, having great matches, and having lots of fun. So that's what keeps drawing me back.
Very cool. I was going to say, the last two times you came back, both of them were surprises, because one, everyone knew The Miz was coming back for the last time. And then you showed up, and it just blew everybody away. We all assumed maybe you were going to go into a Miz, maybe a program with a Miz halfway through that show, but then the Wyatt family came out and chose you to, and that was a great series of matches with Bray Wyatt. One of your biggest fans here in Rochester is the brother-in-law, Luke Harper. I'm sure you might remember meeting him last time you were here. You'll meet him again too. I'm pretty sure he's going to get.
Yeah, he's a great performer, Luke Harper. I really was impressed with him, and enjoyed working with him. And I mean, that was the reason I came back was to work with Wyatt. That was my, you know, my request. And that was what took some time for Vince to agree to it. When he finally did, we came back and kicked ass. I think it was great. I thought the cage match was awesome. I really enjoyed that. And SummerSlam match was great. And, you know, like I said, it's good to come back with a focus, with a reason, and with a plan. I didn't really have that in my last return before that in 2013, and I had that this time, and it makes a big difference, and it makes it a lot more fun and gives you a little bit of a challenge. So those guys are awesome, great performers, great character, and really, really fun to work with.
It was really cool watching you jump off the top of that cage, too, you know? That was crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't resist, man. I couldn't resist. I mean, I haven't done that in a long, long time. I think it was like 20 years or so, and it's just one of those things, you know, when you love what you do and you have passion, it's like, I'm going to go up there and jump off it. What the hell? And have some fun with it. And, you know, it all boils down to back to when I was a kid. I wanted to be in a rock band and I wanted to be a wrestler. And I've been fortunate enough to live both of those dreams and have both those dreams come true. And that's why I still do both as much as I can. Obviously, I do more stuff with Fozzy now and less stuff with wrestling, but I'll still try to come back when I can, if the WWE wants me to come back. And if they don't, well, it was a hell of a run. It's time to move on to some other things. So no matter what, I'll always be out there doing something. I'm in show business. I'm a showman. It's what I do. And it's what I'll continue to do until the day I die. And I think my fans know that. You know, I think Jericho fans know that. Even when you're talking about my podcast, Talk is Jericho, a lot of people are just like, we want more wrestling shows. And we're not going to get all wrestling shows with me, because it's not who I am. I love wrestling. I love music. I love the unknown, the supernatural. I love hockey. I love movies. I love pop culture. That's what you're going to get when you listen to Talk is Jericho. And if you like Jericho, you'll like all the episodes that I do, because I don't ever half-ass anything. And I think people, even if they, you know, it's funny, I have William Shatner on the show, and people are complaining they'd rather hear me have, you know, cheeseburger from Ring of Honor on there or something like that. I'm like, it's William Shatner. Like, shut up and realize that this is a show business legend who's awesome. Put down your wrestling belt and listen to William Shatner now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I, you know, I have to deal with that all the time. So.
Sure. You had Rob Halford on. He's coming to town here this week. I'm going to see them with Judas Priest. I love that. You know, it's great to have, you know, you're very
engaged. Yeah, no, I mean, and that's why I love the podcast. How often do you get a chance to talk to Rob Halford for 45 minutes, or Ace Frehley, or Kevin Smith for an hour and a half, or whoever it may be? And then also to talk to your friends. I mean, you know, talking to Triple H for 90 minutes. I've known him for 15 years. We've never talked for 90 minutes. So that's fun as well. So it's a really cool, it's a really cool medium to meet new people and reacquaint yourself with your old friends.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the time. I didn't get a chance to talk about your Comedy Central show, but I guess that's not really, I'm not really sure. That's coming up sometime next year, right?
I'll call back when that comes out.
Beautiful. And then when the book, hopefully we'll see you on the book tour too, if they come around this way. I just want people to know that they can see Fozzy at the Water Street Music Hall this Friday, October 10th, with Theory of a Dead Man. And if they want to meet Fozzy earlier in the day at 3 p.m., all you got to do is go to the Record Archive, and you get signed copies of Do You Want to Start a War? Thank you so much for the time again, Chris. We can't wait to see you guys Friday. Thanks so much.
All right, Rich. Good seeing you, man. I'll talk to you soon, bud. Bye.
Okay, guys, you can come back in the studio now. Come on, come back in the studio now. You can come back in. We're cool. We're cool, Chris.
Well, I'm glad he likes one of us.
Yeah.
All right. He's Chris Jericho was in time. Cannot wait. I'm going to go to break here real quick. I'm going to play a little bit of the song he and I were talking about just a minute ago. It's a cover of a ABBA song. So just listen to it a little bit, man. This is very catchy. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280, Fox Sports 1280.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
starts this week. And I'll tell you something, Tom and Caroline, I'm pumped up. When you talk about the ultimate prize, a beautiful dream home in Florida, a beautiful car in the driveway, $10,000 in cash, and a party with me on a cruise ship, it gets no better. That's what the ultimate prize is all about.
You're telling me that's at every single New York store. You stop by and register, no purchase necessary. And you're going to get all these things?
One more time.
Things?
A beautiful home in Florida.
Yes.
A beautiful car, like an Optima, for instance, on in the driveway, okay? $10,000 in cash, Tom. And then they're going to be on a cruise with me on the beginning of December with a suite, not one of these inside cabin deals. A suite with me, Tom.
One that lucky is winner sweet. Is going to take it all home. It's the ultimate prize. You can stop in and register any Fusillo store in the entire state of New York this month of October.
Tell me about the deals, Park. The deals.
New or pre-owned, car, truck, van, or SUV. We've got them at every price range. Stop by and register today for the ultimate price, because it is.
It's huge, New York. I mean huge.
Down. Break's over. Your mornings are meant for Fox Sports Daybreak. Heard here every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Coffee's for closers only.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I'm busted. I don't know, though. Are you guys real security? Because I could have sworn you were Rosebuds last week.
Thank you for that warm welcome. You know, I always wonder why. Like, why do these people cheer for quitters?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy, the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, all on Fox Sports 1280. Chris Jericho's in town Friday. Definitely check it out. He'll be at the Water Street Music Hall, opening for Theory of Dead Man. Cannot wait to see that. He'll be at the Record Archive at 3 o'clock. And all you have to do is one of two things. You either have already bought their album or their record or their CD, or am I dating myself? CD, well, record?
I mean, maybe. If you call it vinyl.
I was dating myself last week, and I'm pretty good. I'm not a cheap date, so sorry. No, got to use that joke again.
Now you're dating yourself.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row I got to use that joke. If you buy the CD there, you'll get a wristband. You can stand in line. You can meet Chris Jericho. You can meet Rich Ward and other guys from Fozzy. He's definitely looking forward to meeting fans. He's huge. And he won't make fun of you, but if he does, you should take it as a badge of honor. Okay? That's what I'm just saying. Let's go to the phones. We got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul? How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, just one quick thing. I know you were talking about the Wyatt family earlier.
Sure.
And I don't know if you mentioned this or not. But I was on, I think it was Meltzer's website this week, and if you can believe what you read on the Internet, he was talking about, like, the direction of the Wyatt family now with, I guess Luke Harper is breaking off from the Wyatt family. And I guess those videos the other night were supposed to be, I guess Bray Wyatt was setting him free or something like that.
That's what he said. He said, I set you free, so yeah.
Yeah. So he wasn't sure what they were going to do with Rowan. You know, he may, like you said, may wind up being his sidekick or something. But one thing he said was that he said he sounded like that they were going to be bringing up the Ascension, and the Ascension was going to be joining the Wyatt family and being like the new version of the Wyatt family.
Oh, interesting. I don't
like that idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like it either, but that's, like I said, if you can believe what you read on the Internet, but Meltzer's usually pretty...
But there's guys, there's so many guys so ready to come up right now that haven't.
Like they've started with the Ascension because they dropped the tag titles. Now they're putting over Kenta.
Yeah.
And then eventually it's going to lead to that, and they're going to end up in WWE.
I have no doubts they'll be called up.
Unfortunately,
in the
because I do not like the Ascension.
Because they're all like look and no fluff.
Yeah.
No,
I love the Road Warriors.
Okay.
I just don't like the Ascension at all.
Okay.
Well, I think maybe they're thinking if they're going to put anybody else in with him, they got to be somebody that's sort of similar and sort of like those guys would almost be. and I'll fit as sort of like his followers, you know. I think maybe that's what they're thinking. So, but I know they're bringing them up soon anyway, because like you said, they lost the titles, and I know they've been at some of the house shows, I guess, recently. So
yeah, they've been on tour with them for quite a while. They're backstage. Yeah. I mean, they're one of them, as well as Sami Zayn and
Adrian Neville.
They're all there every
Tyler
Monday.
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, they're all there. They're just not. They're not. Yeah. They haven't found a spot for them in yet. And we thought at one time they were going to do like this young. What was it again?
Almost like a Nexus.
Yeah, a Nexus angle. And I wouldn't be surprised still if maybe Triple H uses the young kids as maybe like muscle in a dispute he has. So, but I wish they would do something quick. I mean, I'm thinking right now Sami Zayn's the bunny. I know he's been the bunny a few times, and like when Bunny does the giant splash off the corner, but also it's supposed to be the bunny, I guess, is an avenue also for David, what's his name? The one that looks like John Cena.
Darren Young.
It's supposed to be his avenue for coming back too. So, but we won't know. But yeah, I like definitely need to see some of these guys up there, because I mean the only thing I'm getting excited about Monday night anymore is and it's not Bree and Nikki. It's getting excited for Rusev. I kind of like where he's going with a lot of the stuff going on, you know. Which is sad when it's just this power guy, but the guy can move. I really enjoy him watching him in the ring, you know. So I'd like to see if they're going to do it, then do it quick. I'm just tired of waiting so long for all this stuff to happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you never know. The bunny may actually be a real bunny. You never know.
Yeah.
But just in case the Ascension does join the Wyatt family, give me a shout out.
Oh, you definitely here first. Without a doubt, man. I hope it's the case, okay?
All right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. 222-1280, *1280 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. We will read your texts. I've seen we haven't gotten any yet today, but the guys out there, if you're shy and you don't want to call in, text us at 222-1280. And if you're outside the area code, add a 585 to that. Interesting. All I'm thinking about now is the new guys coming up because of injuries to some of my favorite wrestlers. There's really not a lot I'm super excited for. And, you know, if Brock Lesnar, as we talked last week, is skipping this pay-per-view, I can't think he's going to do that though. But I mean, you know,
like he's a part-time wrestler.
Yeah, he is. You know, and you know, he's got certain dates and stuff. But I will say one thing: they put out the pay-per-view numbers from this last from SummerSlam, and it actually did better than the pay-per-view before it. So maybe people are letting their WWE Network membership slide,
or the people that don't have the memberships are actually paying up for it.
Yeah, that could be too. You know, I mean, who knows? There's a lot of. We haven't heard a number yet on the amount of subscribers in a while, and I'm scared that it may have dropped because of that initial 6 months.
Well, they lost a lot of people the initial 6 months, and then they gained, you know, enough back to make it plus like 7,000 or something.
Remember, anybody who has one of those $9.99 shirts on probably has the network. You know, they're giving those free T-shirts away, right?
Well, they cost $9.99 the T-shirts. Like, why? I don't understand why you buy one of those, but. Whatever.
Hey, listen, it's like who's the referee that had the T-shirts for TNA?
Earl Hebner.
Earl Hebner, yeah. I did it. You know, the I did it T-shirt. You know, it didn't make sense, but nevertheless. Some news before we go to break, unless you want to give us a call, 222-1280. And we got an unnamed person saying, where is Fandango? Yeah, I don't know. I think Fandango gets lost when Total Divas come back. And I don't like seeing Total Divas storylines carried over into the ring. Two women's matches on a Monday night.
However, it does lead to us not seeing women's title being on people there on.
Yeah, Total Vince Divas. McMahon has an edict saying because the show's taped so far in advance that nobody who's on the Total Divas can hold the WWE women's title.
Which is fantastic. Divas title.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, you know, it kind of knows you who's going to win it and who's not. But they started they had this past week on, and I'm sure Mr. Artiste knows this that they had that Natty Neidhart is having some issues with her husband on Total Divas, and of course, and then she had a problem with Summer Rae and pulled her by her hair out of the car, and got crazy, and they kind of worked that into a match.
Yeah, now she's having issues with TJ. Well, he's sitting at ringside listening to his headphones because they're chanting Natty's husband at him.
Yeah, I know.
It's something that kind of did carry over from NXT, and I was kind of surprised I heard it chanting.
Well, Natty pulls Summer Rae out of her car, thanks to Rosa for setting that whole thing up. Amazing how, like, that, you know, incident occurred on camera filmed Four Total Divas months ago, and then, oh, next night on Raw, you're wrestling each other. We hate each other again. Like, that, you don't have to. I watch Total Divas, and I know how stupid staged it is. I get it, but I enjoy it. Let me have this. However, we don't need to carry it over to the next night on Raw.
Yeah.
Because then it's really not believable.
Yeah, because we know that.
Then you're making me think about how not real Total Divas is, and I don't need that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's not real,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks, Sweet Brown.
It's not real. It is nowhere close to being real. Thank goodness. I mean, come on. When she pulled her out by her hair out, didn't it quite, you know, conspicuous that there's a camera right behind the car as well as inside the car? Yeah.
It's almost like they knew it was going to happen.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of pulling hair out, did anyone catch that on Monday? The extensions were pulled out of Rose's hair.
Well,
the commentators were making commentary on it.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me when Mark Henry used to have those dreads, and every once in a while there'd be a couple left in the ring after the match. So that's the excitement of Total Divas, and hopefully we'll get a break soon from that TV show. But
I don't like Sundays without Total Divas.
This Monday we just had an announcement that Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford, from co-stars of today's Fourth Hour on NBC, they do drink wine when they do the show, so if they're not too bad off, they're going to be guest starring on Monday Night Raw from Brooklyn. I'm just joking around. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm sure it's all for that, for the Breast Cancer Coalition it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and everything, which is great. I love that they do that, and I love, you know, football does it, so it seems like, you know, everyone's falling in line with doing it. I haven't seen any baseball pink yet, maybe not yet, but, nevertheless, that's going to be going on Monday night. So if that's all you have to look forward to Monday Night Raw, then I feel sorry for you.
Probably just like the rest of us.
Yeah, so some other news. Did you see Reverend Jesse Jackson was on Raw? I had to do a double take. I said, what is Reverend Jesse Jackson doing on Raw?
And he's a Rosebud.
And he was in the crowd. It's like, wow, am I seeing correctly?
But really, who was he rooting for in that match?
It's a good question.
Because he was buddy-buddy with Titus.
Yeah, but
he was buddy-buddy with
the bunny.
With the bunny.
Yeah, he was hanging with the bunny. Bunny has got now, you know, did you see that Adam Rose gave the bunny on WWE.com now? He has a profile, and that was a gift to him from Adam Rose.
I'm sorry, not to sound like a sexist pig or anything, but can we go back to when Bunny Mania meant a Divas match?
So basically we're going...
Because the Diva was in a certain magazine...
This
where
is
they
the,
use the bunny name.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those?
It's a little
enough
different.
With just a person in a rabbit costume being
different.
Bunny Mania. Stupid
no,
PG.
Instead we're going back to 1993 WWF. So get ready for Trashmen and Clowns
and
hockey
the clown
players.
The
Clown was actually kind of awesome when he started.
The Goon. Yeah, we'll get the Goon back.
Doink was a great heel when he started.
Garbage Man. Did you say Garbage Man?
I said Garbage Man.
And Hog Farmers.
Repo Man.
Yeah, we got
yes. Hog Farmers.
Henry O. Godwin.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got to go to break. Fandango's music's playing. We don't know where Fandango is. He's probably on Total Divas. That's probably the only place you can see him now.
Sunday nights on the E-Network.
That's right. So we got to go to break. We got one more segment. Give us a call, 222-1280. Start 12-8. Keep texting us. Someone told us that they don't think Brock Lesnar is going to be back the rest of the year. I pray that's not the case. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, gang, it starts this week, and I'm excited about it. Not only are we going to give away that ultimate prize that everybody's talking about, the car and the house and the cash and the cruise, more importantly, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're gonna try to raise $250,000 to donate throughout the state of New York. Every one of our stores, Tom, Caroline,
that's right.
We're going to give $100 to an organization, and it's going to stay in that city.
If you buy
a car in Albany... It's going to stay in Albany. If you buy a car in Buffalo, it's going to stay in Buffalo. So we are looking to give $250,000. I think we can do it.
So that's $100 per vehicle at any Fusillo store in the state of New York, and the money raised stays right there in your area.
Don't miss this opportunity, not only to get the ultimate prize, but to do something really great for the community. $100 per car this month. Trying to raise $250,000 for this very important issue.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is, too. One word to describe what we're doing, Tom. It's, I can't say it.
Really hammer this point home.
This is your home for Jay Moore Sport.
That's a fact.
Weekdays at noon before John DeTullio.
It's brilliant.
You are the funniest man on radio.
Trust me, I know this.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Good enough.
All right, a little bit of flashback Saturday with the old Shield intro. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here. DC Dan Cole, the artiste, who will be starting hockey this Friday.
It is. It's cold out now.
Yeah, it's cold. It's not icy yet, but it's getting there. And,
it's exceptionally cold at the Bill Graves Regional Ice Plus.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. There is a home game tonight, right? A preseason game.
Yes, no broadcast, but yes.
No broadcast, but preseason game.
Preseason tonight.
Of course, Danger Boy's here, too. I don't want to forget Danger Boy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for noticing me.
All right. Well, we got to get some news out of the way. So, and by the way, Chris Jericho, you can catch him this Friday at the Water Street Music Hall with opening up for Theory of a Dead Man with his band Fozzy. And at the Record Archive, 3 p.m. with Fozzy. I think I'm going down. I'm going to go down there and hang out with Chris Jericho. And also I want to throw out this, too. Next week we're going to have Roller Derby Girls. And we got Roller Derby at the Dome Arena, which is pretty cool. If you've seen Roller Derby at the Bill Gray's Iceplex, it's pretty cool. But in the Dome Arena, it's a round auditorium. And so there's not a bad seat in the place. It's all rise. It's all in the high rise. So you can see. And you really get a good feel for the roller derby. So come out and join us 1 week from today.
You get a good feel for the roller derby.
That's yeah. Well, I don't feel the roller derby ladies, but you get a good feel for how. I mean, you can see it a lot better. I'll just say that. And it's a lot of fun. Come and join us. It's a week from today. And we have a couple roller derby ladies up here. Our favorite hater, Todd. And Chuck and Audrey. So we'll see what else is going on. And I want to thank them for listening, too, by the way. But we got to some news to get out of the way. Before we get out of here today, did you guys? I saw this thing. You know, Michael PSA's put out a song on iTunes, I guess.
Yeah.
It's called "Why Can't the Children Pray in School?"
Oh God!
What? This is Michael PS Hayes.
Oh man!
It's not
Doc
Street.
Hendricks. You might remember him as too.
Oh yeah.
It's not Bad Street.
Bad Street.
So if you want to listen to his, he thinks it's a great song, and he co-wrote it, I guess, with some guys who used to write WCW themes, and it's on iTunes.
WCW had terrible themes.
Say, please just tell me it's different lyrics, but the same melody as Bad Street.
No,
why can't kids pray in school?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's gonna be that Elix Skipper ripoff of Party Up.
You remember we had Jeff Jarrett on about 3 months ago? And he talked about his new Global Force Wrestling. Well, they have a debut date.
Wow.
On pay-per-view. It's going to be on pay-per-view January 4th, 2015. I guess he's working in hand-in-hand with New Japan's annual Tokyo Dome event.
Yeah, what it might be is there it's going to be Global Force Wrestling presents New Japan's show from the Tokyo Dome. It's pretty much going to be a New Japan show with the Global Force Wrestling name presented in the United States.
Okay. Okay, well, that we've got a date now, so we're going to have to get him on before where he will, so he can dodge every question we ask him again.
And apparently they're also in talks for TV with the same people that TNA is in talks for TV with.
Yeah, and TNA, TNA's got Bound for Glory, was it, 2 weeks? Bound for their WrestleMania.
A week from tomorrow,
A week
right?
from tomorrow. It's their WrestleMania, and it's going to be from Japan, so...
We'll see
how that goes. Maybe I'll talk to someone this week. Hopefully, maybe we'll get someone on next week to talk about it.
Though, like it's your biggest pay-per-view of the year, yet you're like half the roster on the pay-per-view is not part of your roster.
WCW's done that
before.
And
a lot of your big names aren't being part of the show.
If that was a... Make that like a one night only or make that some other special, but like your WrestleMania... You've got to have your roster. It should be your blow-off angles from people who have been on TV every week. I don't like that at all. It's just like, oh, we can do one from Japan. Okay, cool, but like,
I think they were all
your people over
there.
They
were trying to get on the cheap a little bit by doing that,
course,
I think, you know, save some money.
Tape some episodes of Impact with these people. I don't.
Yeah.
Bound for Glory should be all these people that have worked... It's the same thing that bothers me when WrestleMania comes around and then like the part-timers come in and take the spots and the other guys like don't even get a spot on the show that have been there 52 weeks.
They get to be a nice lumberjack match.
Yeah, okay. We got 1 minute, so real quick news. Kevin Nash is in that new Keanu Reeves movie called John Wick coming out in a couple weeks.
He's also in Magic Mike.
He'd be in the Magic Mike, reprising the character of Tarzan, I believe. Some other news. Dennis Rodman's trying to bring a pro wrestling show to North Korea. Kim Jong-un expressed interest. So,
who do you think he is, Antonio Inoki?
Yeah, I don't know. Big Show got...
When you're NWO, you're NWO for life.
Big Show got in trouble for pulling the Russian flag down on Raw this past week, if you saw that.
We've gone that PC in wrestling now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the WWE has apologized for that. A British wrestler from the 60s and 70s named Ricky Starr passed away this week at age 83. Someone just called and asked about it. I figured I would plug that real quick. Chris Jericho is going to be back with WWE on their tour in November. It's going to be going to England in Liverpool and Frankfurt, Germany. So he's definitely coming back for a few shows. That's about it this week, folks. We got to get out of here. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to check out Chris Jericho this Friday, 3 o'clock, Record Archive. The show's at the Water Street Music Hall with Theory of Dead Men. We're out of here.